Okay, this is a replacement tape for a TY-46 Peah, and we are starting on Lamanum Rauf in Halacha Dalet. You forgot two piles of grain in the field. They are considered to be shikha, and three are not shikha. Shnei tzibure zaysim v'charuvin. If you forgot two piles of olives or of carobs in the field, shikha u'shlosha in shikha, they are considered to be shikha, and two are considered to be shikha, three are not considered to be shikha. Shnei utani pishton. If you forgot two strands of pishton in the field, they were quite large, then that's shikha, v'shlosha in shikha, and three are not shikha. Utani are strands, but they're equivalent to bundles. Shnei gagorim, if you forgot two grapes, they're peret, u'shlosha enon peret, three are not peret. Shnei shibolim leket, if you forgot two stalks of grain, then they're leket, u'shlosha enon leket, if you got three, it's not leket. Elik divir beisil, this is the demarcation according to beisil. Hakulam beisham yomrim, shlosha enim arba ba bais, three, the demarcation between three and four, not between two and three. Ebri bum barchia, it's really a question. Do they have to be in a row in order to consider not shikha, or even if they're in, like a dalet, which is like a gamma, is that also considered to be not shikha? In other words, you need a pattern besides number, or does the number itself determine that it belongs to the Baal Bais? It doesn't answer. Shnei tziburin zeisim v'chulei lomro tziburin tzolei tzolei about piles. So zeisim, but olive trees, not low. Ma'abe tziburin, ma'abe zeisim, between a pile and a tree. Tziburin gemar malach, tziburin is considered to be the completion of the harvest, and that's considered to be susceptible to shikha. Zeisim, ina gemar malach, if you forget olives, that's not considered to be gemar malach, meaning that it's like forgetting an entire field to harvest. That's like it's too large, it never reached the stage where it's worthy to or susceptible to shikha. Rabbi Yeshua said, Roy Mitzchah Zaysim Oisiyah was harvesting specific individual olives off the tree. Im Rabbi Chia Hagodol was Rabbi Chia the Great. He said, if you forgot an olive, but if you extend your hand backwards, you can still reach it without bending over or moving. And you can take it. Eno shikha, it's not shikha. Rabbi Yechon, not true. He came a travel of shikha. Once you pass it, you miss by an inch, you miss by a mile. Hareo shikha is considered to be shikha. Shnei gargorim, two grapes are peret. Rabbi Lezer, b'shem Rabbi Chia Rabba, Lezer, name Rabbi Chia the Great. Before it's a Rabbi Chia Godel, here Rabbi Chia Rabba, same thing. Even chatzi eshkol is a peret. A half a cluster is considered to be peret. Tanya Rabbi Chia, chatzi eshkol, eshkol shalim peret. Even an entire cluster is considered to be peret. So it says, what are you going to do with our Mishnah? But Tanya Shnei gargorim is peret. Only two grapes is considered to be peret. Not more than that. But even three grapes is already not peret. What are you talking about, even a cluster? Rabbi Moshe Melchia said, the case in which you up to a cluster is considered to be is peret, is a case where you took the grapes off the tree and you put them down on the ground. And when you put them down on the ground, they tend to separate from the cluster and go all over the place. So what Rabbi Chia Rabba is saying is a knas. Since you put them down on the ground, and you knew that stuff was going to roll around like that, so therefore you figured, well, you're going to get several grapes in some one place, and it's going to save you from the halacha of peret. So therefore we find you that the equivalent, not grapes on the cluster, but the equivalent of an entire cluster of grapes which is scattered over an area is considered to belong to the ani. You shouldn't have done that. So what you should have done is put it in a basket. If you would have put it in a basket, then, you know, you would have had in the basket the grapes, and some of them would have fallen out, and that would have been leket, and not peretz, up to two, and not three. But if you put them on the ground, and you intend that way to have them scattered, and scattered in a way that it's not going to be peret, then we find it will make you give up to an entire cluster worth of grapes to Daniel. If the grapes were in a way that three individual grapes were connected by twigs to each other, and they fell down off the tree, then even if they fell and broke, they're considered not to be leket, not to be peret. It has to be that they were cut off the tree together, meaning that if they fell apart, but you can tell from where they cut that when they fell on the tree, there were three together, and that's how they cut off the tree, then it's not considered to be peret. If they were cut apart separately, off the tree, then even if they fell together afterwards, it's still considered to be peret. Okay? And all of them, Beis Shammai say, Amrabi Avin, Amrabi said, Tamai, the Beis Shammai, what's the source Beis Shammai? Lager, Yasom, Vamano, yeah. Three words. Lager, Yasom, Vamano, three, up to three. Tamai, the Beis Hillel, is Leoniv, Lager, Tazov, Asom. Two words. Leoniv, Lager. So after two. Arm understand, Mikrecha, Dorsha, no, they both are the same Pasuk. Lager, Yasom, Vamano, yeah. Beis Shammai, Mimani, Beis Shammai says that Lager, Yasom, Vamano, is considered to be for the three words. Go to the ger, someone amanah. It's pashut pshat in the pasuk. Beis Shammai says anim, but Beis Hillel omrin the Baba says Shammai darshan the word yeah. That yeah is b'havayoso yeah retains its former status. So even if you have three, it's still to its former status. Its former status. If you have three, it has its former status, which is it belongs to Baba. It's only if it has two that it belongs to the ani. Okay. Home and shesh posa sign. If you have this bundle or the sheave which is large enough that it's two assignment, you forget it, it's not considered to be shikha. Shnei omarim b'hem so assignment, however, it's two omarim together, and you have them with them, among the two of them so assignment, and Gamliel mel ba'al bayis, and Gamliel says still it goes to ba'al bayis. Chom omarim, no, the fact that it's two is lanim. So Rabbi Gamliel didn't like this. Amar Rabbi Gamliel of Chimei Rov Amarim. When you have more Amarim, what does that normally do? In other words, when you're going up in the number of Amarim, is it Yofi Kochel Shabbayis or Hura Kochel? Does it make it better or worse for the boss normally? Amar Yofi Kochel, they said, usually makes it better for him, because if you get up to three, it belongs to Shabbayis for sure. Amar, so he said to him, Nu, Uman, but Zmanchu Oimer Echo to both Sosaim Shachel, if when it's one Omer which has Sosaim, you forgot, Eno Shikha Sankat Sibi Shikha, Shnei Amarim, Uwem Sosaim, if you have two Amarim and there's a Sosaim in them, Eno Dinchlo Shikha, it's not a Kavachomer. That it shouldn't be shikha. Amru lo, imamarta by merechachuk gadish. No, it's a special halacha by one pile or one sheaf, which is the size of a gadish, the size of a major, you know, like granary. That there it's considered to be not shikha. Tamishnei amarim shekrichos, but two amarim are like two small bundles, and therefore, since like they're two small bundles, so therefore you are, that is not considered to be. Significant enough to avoid aloch of shikha. I'm Rabbi Lezer. So the Gemara now, I'm going to the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Lezer. Ksiv, it says, Ki tiktor ktsircha b'sadecha. It says, if you cut ktsircha b'sadecha, you cut the harvest in your field. V'shachachto oimer b'sadecha, and you forget an oimer in the field. V'goimer, etc. So oimer shatzer, the rest of the post says, lo so shulchachto, you shouldn't go back and take it. So from this we darshan, oimer shatzer yocha lishat yodcha v'litlo. In order for it to be considered shikha, it has to be something which you leave. It means it has to be something which is portable. And these are not portable. If they're not portable, these piles, they're not considered bishikha. Yotzezesh antayocha lifshad yotcha velitlo. This one, which is too large for you to take, to stretch your hand and take it, that's not shikha. Istanoitanya, there's something you learned. Vishachachto oimer, the way they darshan are mishnas alocha. If you forget an oimer, velo gadish. Not a gadish. Hechavido, so says more hechavido, which is, so basically they're asking, what's an afghan between the two drashos? Shachach oimer echad betzido. He forgot another omer next to this large omer. There was a large omer there, so it was the same. And he forgot another one next to it. In tavine omer, if you're going to say that that the large one is an omer, it's just that it's not portable. So then, the second one for sure, there's nothing to save it. It's not next to anything, which is so should save it, and therefore the second one's for sure shikha. V'in tavne the gadish, but if you're going to make this large one, you're going to consider gadish, like the second braisa said, then we did come down to machlekes beis Shammai beis Hillel, which we had earlier in the parak, which argued about the oimer next to a gadish, whether it's shikha or not. So that'd be the nafkamina, whether we regard the first oimer as being potter aus, because it's not portable, or whether it is because it is considered to have a side of Gadish, whether Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel concerning Oimer, the side of Gadish, Shikha or not, kicks in or not. Shaha Shnei Amarim B'tzido, similarly, if you forgot two Amarim next to it, two Amarim next to the Gadish, right? Yeah, the big pile and then two small piles next to it. If you're going to say that the big pile has still status of Oimer, like it's still portable, then Machlekes Beis Shammai is on the way. The Machlekes Beis Shammai is on the way, which you mentioned a few minutes ago. The Machlekes is concerning three or four, right? In Tavnei Kegadish. But if you're going to say that, no, the big Oimer is considered to be its own separate thing, the Gadish, right? It's not considered to be. It's not considered to be an oimer. Then The Gadish cannot be counted in the number. If it can't be counted in the number, so Eino Nidon B'Shura, it's not counted as a Shura. If you remember a few moments ago, I mentioned this question, is specifically even a row, or is it even if it's in a Gam? So I guess the Gemara used your Shura to as because a Shura is definitely, if there's a row of the three, it's definitely considered not to be Shikha. So then, if you make it into an Omer, so then you have three in the place, and then it's a question of the Machlekes Beishamay, whether three to Baal HaBayis or three to the Yoni. If you say that the big pile is considered to be a Gadish, then you only really have two next to the Gadish, and therefore it's not three. That Machlekes doesn't kick in. The question rather kicks in is the question of Omer next to Gadish or not. Okay. If you have a comma standing grain in the field, which is the size of a sasaim, and you forget it, ain't a shikha, it's not considered to be shikha. Ain't bo sasaim, before we were talking about shibolos in the previous, I'm going back to the Mishnah, I should make that clear. I'm going back to the Mishnah now, and the previous, early in the Mishnah, talking about shibolos, achashnei shibolos, that's when it's already cut. But you're standing grain, and there's a loch, even a standing grain, while still standing, that there is a dim shikha. If it has sosaim, and you forgot it, it's not shikha. Ein bo sosaim, it does not have sosaim. Avliya la sosaim, but it could produce sosaim, we're in a good year, this is a blighted year. Afilu yisho toifach, meaning even if they're very, 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 very shriveled, the grain this year, it's like toifach, a certain type of legume which has very tiny kernels. Roisakila another show. Sorry, look at it as if it's very large, like the full blown barley, and therefore whatever its sasaim could be, whatever could theoretically be sasaim, that's not considered to be shikha. Anova is like a grapelet, right? The difference is not a kernel, it's even larger, a grapelet of sorim, a grapelet of barley. Back to Gemara. Amrabiyan Ksiv. It says Kitikso Ktsircha Bisodecha. Shachachto Omer Basode. If you forget Omer Basode, Omer Shishpo Sasaim, Vishacho Eno Shikha, and Omer which has Sasaim, and you forgot it, is not considered to be Shikha, and that's considered to be the Ketzircha. But the Basodecha teaches us Kame Shishpo Sasaim, Vishacho Eno Shikha, your Kama has to Sasaim. The way the Kabanaki says not. The Ketzircha of Besodecha is going on the harvest. And Omer Basodeh, that's going on the standing grain. I don't know if you have whatever, whichever way it works. Whichever Sodeh you pick, be fine. So, Omer Sheshba Sasayim Shalom Yisrael, Kama Sheshba Sasayim Shalcha, Ein Hashikha. Vafilu Shal Toifach In Vesil Toifach Omer Rabbi Yesi Uvad Shibolim. It's not talking about beans themselves, it's talking about grain, right? Even if it's grain, is very, very small, we consider it to be like as if it was full grain. It has the hoyu dakos, renos on kilarukos. In that case, if they're thin, we look at them as if they're long, and if they're shudufos, if they're blighted, roimus looking less too dry to shrivel, we look at them as if they are full. I don't know why we also have to stress uvachu shibolim. I mean, what do you think we're talking about? I think what he probably means is that it has to have, not like Kavanaki says here, but rather that it's not legumes, but rather means it has to have grown a bit. If it hasn't grown, if it's grown into stalks, then we give it the benefit of the doubt as if it's sosaim. But if it grows even to the size of stalks, then we go by a net sosaim, not by a virtual sosaim. Maybe that's the shot. Anyway, going on to Lachavav. Hakama Matzel says, Omer Ves Hakama. If you have standing grain, it saves both itself and the pile or sheave which is next to it. Omer Eino Matzel says, Omer. However, if you have two, if you have one Omer which you did not forget, and Omer next to which you did forget, it doesn't save Los Omer Velos Hakama, neither Omer next to it nor the Kama next to it. Ezi Kama Shematzel says Omer. What's the Kama which saves the Omer? Afil Kol Shein Shikha, as long as it's not Shikha, in other words, as long as you recall it, Afil Kelach Echad, if there's only one single stalk which you didn't forget, it could save an entire Omer. Omer Rabila. Rabila said, Rabila, elsewhere. Yes, so the way he darshens this pasuk, when you harvest in your field and you leave an omer, omer should see voice of katsir. It's an omer which is surrounded by harvested areas. Well, omer should see voice of kama, not an omer which is surrounded by standing areas. V'lama omer should see voice of amorim, v'lama omer should see voice of kaima. What? Interesting, you know, it's exeris a kasuk. But we ask for the time of the Krah here, I guess. Why is it Oymish the voice of Amorim is not... why is it Oymish the voice of Amorim is Shikha, Oymish the voice of Koma, but Oymish the voice of Koma is not Shikha? But Oymish the voice of Amorim is Tacht of Soda. And Oymer, which was surrounded by other Amorim, is considered to be in the field. And it's Shachta Oymer Basode. But Oymish is the voice of Koma, Mashatachtov Kashim. This is considered to be not a Ktircha Besodecha. What's underneath it is considered to be a kind of straw or hay. And it's kind of strange. I don't see. Not so sure I get this here. The way Kavanaki wants to learn, he wants to put in like kind of an okimto here. That's talking about where you have stalks on the ground. Not stalks, but straw on the ground, and you put the marim on the straw. So he says that where you put, this is from Rabbi Yo Fulda, that where you put the sheaves, the bundles on the straw on the ground, then it's considered to be soda if it's surrounded by soda around it. Underneath, it's not considered to be soda because there's straw, but it's surrounded by soda, so therefore shach to omer basoda. As opposed to when surrounded by standing grain, so and it itself is on straw, so then that's not considered to be omer basoda. It's not this what's around it is not yet soda. In other words, it's not ktsircha b'sodecha, and underneath it's not soda because of the straw which is underneath it, and therefore it's not considered to be susceptible yet to shikha. Okay, could be. It's an interesting shot that has to do with even though it itself is on straw, the surrounding area is considered to be a harvested field or not. Okay, Tani, we learned kamas chaverim atzelus hel shelo. Even your friend standing grain saves yours. V'shal goyim atzelus hel shelo. Even a goy saves the Jews. V'shal chitim atzelus hel shoyrim. And the one of wheat saves one of barley. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Chomerim enam atzelus hel shelo. Chomerim say no, it's only his own, not somebody else's. It's not somebody else's das, but only his das. Enam atzelus hel shelo. Enam atzelus es mina, and it's got to be its specific type. Barley, wheat, and so on and so forth. It'd be interesting to try and find a connection between this sheet of Rabbi Meir and other sheets of Rabbi Meir, but I'm not going to take the time right now, but it's a worthwhile area, a direction of inquiry. Tana Shingle Leomer, Kishem Shakoma Matel says, Omer, just like Koma saves the Omer, standing grain saves the harvested bundle, harvested pile, Kach Omer Matel Sakoma. So too, there's such a thing as an Omer, which is not Shikha, saving the Koma. Which is not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, "Oimer enu matzil lo somer lo sakoma." V'dinu, but he says it's a logic. What's the logic? Umay makoma sheyofe koyach oniba. If a koma, by the way, I didn't tell you before, but I started the morning Mishnah because the Kavanaki does. I'm sorry about that. I should have mentioned that. So again, v'dinu umay makoma sheyofe koyach oniba kaba. If the koma, where in which the oni has more power, because it has, it has more power because it gets more matanos, because there's lekha shikha and peah, right? If the that nevertheless, harei mateles oimer, the bundle, shahura koch anibo, where the oni has less rights, because oh yeah, the shikha, there's already no lekha or peah, and odin shiatzil is not a kavachom that's matzil. That is a very cool logic. Amalo Rebbe. Rebbe said, no, Mala Koma, she yipa kocha ani ba. Koma, it's true, the ani has superior, more gifts in it. Ve'yima tzeles le'oimer, and it saves the oimer, shekein hura koch ani ba. It saves the omer, in which the ani has less rights. Yatil oimer, shehura koch ani ba. Do you think an omer which the oni has less on that is going to save the kama? Is going to save the kama from the hand of the oni? Let's see this comparison here. Rabbi Shulam Leil said, just like a kama saves the omer, so to the omer saves the kama. That's a logic. The kama which the oni has more power, that saves. The Omer, which the Ani has less power, certainly saves. So Rebbe says, Kama, which has more power for the Ani, but it saves the Omer for the Baal Bais. Ah, I see. He's looking. That's what Rebbe's saying also goes for. He says a comma, the ani has more power in it, right? And it saves the oimer, which the ani has less power in. In other words, the fact that it's next to a comma, which was Bob Ice can come back and get, so it saves an omer, even though the omer is separate from the comma, it saves an omer because it locks in to the stronger strength which an omer has inherently. So the fact that you didn't forget the comma locks into the stronger capacity which the omer has and saves it. However, an omer fakir, it's true that omer hura koicha aniba. Right, the ani has less power in it, but it can't save, lock into anything in the comma to save the comma, because the comma, the ani does not, has more power. So therefore, it can't, according to Rashin Gamliel, we look at the strength of the thing which is saving. The thing which is saving, as long as it's more shaykh to Baal Bayis, it should save more. According to Rebbe, it's fakert, it's the other way. You look at whether it can prop up the thing being saved, and only something which is more to the Baal Bayis can prop up the thing which is saved, as opposed to something which is less the Baal Bayis. Only where the thing which is being saved is more to the Baal Bayis is susceptible to be propped up to begin with. But something which is less to the Baal Bayis, meaning a comma which is less the Baal Bayis, is too collapsed. It cannot be propped up by the thing next to it. That's a very cool machlekes. Medivishnam Nilmo, from both of them we learn, Matzilin Oimer mi Oimer. You can save an Oimer from an Oimer, not like the author of our Mishnah, who says Oimer is not Matzil another Oimer, but the Oimer can be propped up, right? And since it's going to be, because it's less, has less affinity to the Oni. And the Oimer, which does the propping up, also has less affinity to the Oni. So in this case, both the proper and the properee have more Kurzweil bias, and they should save each other. They might see the comma mi comma, but one comma cannot save another comma again, because there's a chisorin in both the proper and the properee. This is obvious argus in the Mishnah, which obviously does not hold of these very, very creative svaras. I like them. Okay, says, going back to Mishnah, Satvua kura, v'seish ayna kura, if you have a saw which you already harvested and a saw which you didn't harvest, and you forgot both of them. So we said before, an omer shishba sa'asayim is not shikha, but not in this case. These are not mitzarif to sa'asayim. They don't join together because they're too dissimilar. If there's something there in the middle which divides, which belongs to ani, which is such as leket or peret, which is totally different and belongs to ani, then it's like a mechitza or a hefsek. But if not, harayim mitzarif, and the fact that they're too dissimilar doesn't make a difference. They are mitzarif. Final analysis, each saw doesn't belong to the ani. So yet, final analysis, the two saws joined together. Says the Gemara, back to the Gemara, im shikha have. This is going not on our Mishnah. This is going on the Mishnah which said previously, Ezu comma shima tells us Omer kol shein shikha. What comma saves the Omer as long as the comma is not shikha? So now that this Gemara is saying, but if you forgot the comma, then the Omer is shikha as well. So if that's the case, tipoter. What do we want to infer from that? So he wants to say like this. Kavanoki is based on the rebellion of Fulda and the Gra. He says that if that's the case, even if you forgot the comma after it saved the Omer, the comma is considered to be forgotten. So if that's the case, we can say it sounds like even if it was once saved, it's later susceptible to shikha again. In other words, yes, it saves at the time, but if you leave and forget again, then it's going to be shikha afterwards. Says Gemara, no. Tipoter b'shishogachas kama tchila. That which you medayik, that if you forget it afterwards, it's going to be forgotten. That could be only where you forgot the comma before you forgot the omer, and it never saved it. But if you forgot the omer and the comma already saved it, it doesn't become shikha. Okay, it's an interesting shakla. Basically, what it's saying is the question is, The Gemara initially wanted to be daik that if you forgot when you remember the comma is matzil as long as you remember the comma. But even once after it's matzil, if you forget the comma, it's can come shicha. And Gemara says no. Only if you forgot the comma before it saved the omer is it considered to be shicha. But if you forgot after saved the omer, once something's saved, it can't become shicha afterwards. It must be some Musar Haskell there. But once you save something, then it can become shicha, but not for now. Haima, you stand on Kruz about bias. This is, now, for our Mishnah, the clear inference was that the Oli Omachah is where one is Akura and one is not Akura. But if they're both Akuros, they belong to the Baal Bais. So that's Masis Kram Gimel said, two Amarim, each which has a Sa'ah, which we saw earlier, are Mitzdarev together. And, they save, not like the Tanakama there, who said there has to be Dafka one pile with two Amarim. Says Gemara, Vetitzaku Mishum, Ena Akura. I understand. In this case here, the chayra, the uprooted saw should be saved because the non-uprooted saw has not been forgotten. Hadamara dava roy lahatil v'shalcho harei hu shikucha, something which is suitable to be saved, but you forgot it is considered to be shikucha. I'm not sure why this is such a great question. Isn't that obvious? It's going back, obviously, on what the Gemara began with, this Gemara. So the inference here is the again. Titzah akura tapalam and alfam and alf again. Titzah akura mishum shein akura. Let the one which is uprooted be saved because the one which is not uprooted, meaning permanently. Hadamara's teaches davashu roy lahatzil, something which can be matzil v'shocho, and if you eventually forgot it, harayu shikcha. Meaning there's no permanent salvation here. It's all temporary, just like we said before. You know, I just realized something in the Mishnah. I forgot a whole line. I'm sorry. The Mishnah said, "Hashum va'betzolim enim etzarfen l'sa'asayim." If you have onions and garlic and onions, they're not mitzarif to sa'asayim, even though they're similar to each other. They don't join together. They have to be the same min. I forgot that. I'm just looking back at the Mishnah. I see that I forgot that. I'm sorry. So getting back over here, I'm still not clear on this concept. Let's try it one more time. For top of the lemon alf, home alf. Says the Gemara, "Vetitzah akura mishum she'ena akura." Let the one which is the comma, right, which is not forgotten, save the akura. Okay. And the question is, if the comma can then become shikha afterwards. In other words, once it's saved. So really, chasim not saver, but I'm taking it from the kavanah here. And once it's saved. Does it become shikha afterwards or not? Once it saves, it can become shikha or not. And Hadamara, it sounds like it can be, that it saves at one point, but not afterwards. Hadamara, Tavisha Roy Latil, Shokha Re Shikha. Even though it's suitable to save, later when you forgot it, it's considered to be forgotten. Rabbi Yehuda said, not necessarily. The Potter, Shura, made so about where you're harvesting a row. And and immediately after you finish the row, you make the sheaves from it. You make the piles from it. And for shogas a comma at shlo shogas amorim, and you forgot the comma in that row before you forgot the omorim, and that's why it's shichacha. So it's enachanami luyitzuyer that the comma was there to save the omer, and it saved the omer. The comma can never be forgotten afterwards. But this type of case where you forgot the comma before you forgot the omer, then it never saved. Since it never saved, since you forgot the comma before the omer, it never saved, and that's why it itself can become shikha afterwards. So where at one time it saved, then it can never become shikha. Here, where it never saved. Because you forgot the comma before the Amarim, it cannot be considered to be, it can eventually become Shikha later on. Continuing on with the middle of Halacha above here, in Laman Alf Homer Alf, Im Bas Rishu Sa'onibon, Be'em Tav Rishu Sa'oni was Mapsik between the two Sa'osayim, and Amit Starif. Ma Achabas Mamish, does it mean that there's literally Lekero Parrot in the middle? Mamish. Oh, afilu nires lavo. Even if it's roi to that. In other words, there is something in the middle from which leket and peret could come. like a field of grain or vines from which it can come. Boy, that would really be a large separation. I'm not sure what the shear is. I mean, it was open field. What would be the shear? That's interesting. I guess it's not considered to be a hefsek since it's not open field, and that's the point. It's continuous. The question is what the continuity is made up with. So let's see what he answers. So from here, the tiny one, kegon tvua v'kerem. It says that such a thing, something which is mafsik in the middle, something like a tvua or a kerem. A kerem lo al asaru. A kerem, is it not standing? Is it in place? It's not yet parrot. Adam ra, feel nearest of all, means even if it could become parrot, even if right now it's not parrot. Halacha zayin. If you have grain which is given for the put out for the purpose of shachas, in order to give it to an animal, or to put out la luma to eventually make sheaves of these piles, okay, magude shum, so too you put out bundles of you have a bunch of garlic which grew together, which you're going to bundle vaguda sashum av tzolim, and this is actually small bundles, which you're going to make into larger bundles. The way Kavanok explains Agudei Shum is the way they grew naturally grow together. I've never seen it, but that's the good. So he says, and Agudei Shum is these naturally growing together bundles, which you're going to make into larger bundles. Einam Shicha, there's no Shicha, because the different reasons. So with the by the Michael Behema, there is no Shicha because of Michael Behema. And by the Shum Tzolim, which you're going to make into larger bundles, there's no shilcha because it didn't reach the Gemara Melechas HaIsuf yet. It hasn't reached the end point of the harvesting, which therefore means it's not yet susceptible to shilcha. Amrav Yana lo sotov nitna. It's not just if you put it down for shachas that it has no shilcha. I'm going to the Gemara. Lo sotov shinas, not just if you put it down for shachas, that it doesn't have shikha. I feel neither one has to be not great. Just took it with the intent of putting it down for the purpose of shachas. That is sufficient to it's sufficient that it will not be it's going to oimei l'shachas. So therefore, it's not going to become to a shikha. Chol tumunim baretz. Well, back to Mishnah. Chol tumunim baretz. Anything which is in the ground grows in the ground. Kigon haluf. It's a type of onion. Vashum and garlic, v'abtzoim, and our onions. Yudimar ein lem shicha, but it says no shicha on the ground. Chamrim yesh lem shicha, there is shicha on the ground. Tanya v'shachto oimer basodeh. If you forget an oimer in the field, prat l'tomun, that precludes something which is buried, divir Rabbi Yehuda. Chamrim basodeh, by bays, l'rabbasom, even something which is basodeh, inside the field, underneath the ground. Tamanim, we learned over there, amad lik es hagodish, if somebody lit up a pile of grain, v'yubo kelim, so Marababa Kamasugin, there were kalim inside the pile. Right, you don't remember Shine Komash Bsoch, but it says that you pay everything inside, which sounds like he does, which is his sheet that we know from Baba Kama, Chayav Al Tamun Be'esh, and whereas Chachorim, Enam Shalom, El Godish Chid, Magodish Serim, they part to you from paying for the Tamun, you only pay the value of what the grain would have been worth in that location, you don't pay the value of the Kalim which are inside. So Mechafa Shita says Rabbi Yehuda, it seems like Yehuda contradicts himself. Tamun Oimer, there he says, Hasodeh, by Baba Kama, the rabbi said, "How many you have to pay for the that which is buried in it as well?" The Russian puzzle is ever necha godish or kama or asode, and the hasode teaches including stuff which is buried. The cholomer, and here it says basode prat lo tamon, basode excludes that which is buried. So it says gemara tamon ksiv v'nechal hagodish o hakama. If the godish or the kama is consumed. Got the pile of grain or the standing grain. Machish Nemar Kodma Kama, since it says that you're chayev for the standing grain, any Yodim Shagodish Bakal, do we not know that you're certainly chayev on the harvested grain? Mata Mulomar Godish, so it's not the hay of Hasodeh, but rather, why does it say Godish, which is superfluous, Lurabos Satomun, in order to include that which is buried inside. Vachaksi Basodeh, here on the other hand, where it says Basodeh, means Bagolui, open, Prat Lutomun, as opposed to that which is buried. Now, on the other hand, Mechafashitas and Rabbanu, Rabbanu see the contradict themselves as well. Tamun inu namrin, there they say, Hasodeh prat lo tamun. The Koinrin basodeh lo rabbas tamun, they say it excludes that which is buried in the pile. And here it says includes that which is buried in the pile. So tamun ksiv, or kama, or asodeh. And we dash in all kamal so then my sodi begalui af kol davar shebegalui. Just like a sod is revealed, so to everything which is revealed, as opposed to something buried inside the gadish. Bram hachaksiv kitzir cha bagalui, which would come to which would mean prat l'tamun, preclude that which is tamun. Basodeh also means bagalui prat l'tamun, so it's not from the base of inside the field, but rather basodeh. They also dash into mean bagalui revealed. So prat l'tamun, right? So there are two miutim which are ma'at some buried. One is kitzircha and basodeh. Again, not dashing the base. We dashing the havamita, but now that's dashing basodeh revealed. Having miut achar miut, so it's a double miut. Miut achar miut, very miut achar miut. Elo l'rabos, so miut achar miut only comes to rabos here. In this case, es hatamun. Okay, the Mishnah says, Hakotzer balayla v'am amer basuma yesham shircha. It's your fault. If you decide to harvest at night, tough luck. Why'd you do it? And if you, ma'amer, you're making piles at night, and you forgot, Hakotzer, you forgot standing grain, ma'amer, you forgot the piles. Basuma, you're blind, but there is shircha. V'im hayom iskavim litolos hagas hagas. If, however, you're a person who wanted to take first the large bundles and then go back for the smaller bundles, first the large piles and the small piles, ain't lo shikha, there's no shikha. Because he has in mind to go back. So therefore, nothing there is left behind for real. But if he says, I want to be master and master across the Bataycho, then he wants to say, no, I'm being kotzer on the condition that I can take with that, which I forget. Yes, lo shikha, he's got shikha. Kini Masisa says, Amara, this is the way to meet the Mishnah. Kotzer balayla. Amir balayla and suma ben bayom ben balayla, which the suma is both day and night. Don't think it's about suma balayla. V'imayam iskavin, if he had in mind to go back to get the other ones, Amir v'in lo sotav argasi. Not only where he has in mind to take the large ones first and goes back to the small ones, but even the converse. He had in mind to pick the small ones first, to get the small ones, and then go afterwards back for the large ones. What's this? Why is there having to be a chiluk? Because I might have thought when he has in mind to go back later for the small ones, for sure he'll find the big ones, and therefore it's not shikha. If I had in mind to go back for the big ones, he might not find the small ones, and therefore they should be shikha. So, because kimyachu shadaka l'vchon magasin, when he goes back and looks for the magasin, the large ones, afilu dakin elim shikha, he's going to find also small ones, and therefore they have no shikha as well. That I should be able to gather, that doesn't work. My time, she's no mashu kosu b'torah, because he gets made a t'nai against the Torah. I call mash the mashu kosu b'torah. And anybody who makes a t'nai against that which it says in the Torah, to know batel, his t'nai is null and void. Okay, Perek Zayin, Perek Shvi. Kol zayis yeshu shem basode. Even any zayis which has a name. I feel like zayis hanetofa b'shaito. Even the olives are dripping oil. I guess that's the name which is given. In other words, it's not a name. It's not like Bob. It's just like a dripping olive tree. So v'shochan, you forget any shikha because two choshes be considered shikha. But it's like forgetting a whole field. But made of arimim b'shmo uv'mais ovim koma. What are names when it has a name has a name? Or it has a special deed, or it has a special place. B'shmo is Shoya Shafchuni, or Beishoni. We'll have to see in the Gemara what that means. But Ma'isav, this is one way, another way it's renowned. Shoya Sarabay makes a lot of product. B'mkoymo, Shoya Mitzvah Agasa, Mitzvah Apirat, so it stands next to a well-known place, next to the wine press, or next to the break in the wall. B'sharkol Zesim, and other olive trees, it says here, Shnaim Shikha, two are considered B'Shikha, Shlosha Einam Shikha, and Shlosha not Shikha. Rabbi Yossi Omer, and Shikha Zesim, he says no Shikha Zesim, and when we started this tape, we had that Shita, there's no Shikha Zesim back in the previous perek, but here it's a Machlekes. What is that? On Lamed Amud Aleph. Zaysim Lo, right at the beginning of the Gemara, and Aloha Dalit. So that obviously is going like Rabbi, but it seems to be going, the inference is like Rabbi Yossi. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yila, Rabbi Yila said, Ksi v'shachachto en resada, Amar shatash shakacho l'oilam. This is an omer which you're going to forget because it's anonymous forever. Yotzezesh shatazorch l'achazman, as opposed to this one, which eventually you will remember because it has a name. Rabbi Yerimboy Mesuyim Bedaito. What about if you have it in your mind? In other words, in your mind, internally, and it's not well known to other people. So what about that stat? Is it a Kamisha Mesuyam, or is it not like Kamisha Mesuyam? And there is no answer. Hayam Ebitzad Adekel, Adekel Saimo. If the olive tree was next to a palm tree, then palm tree makes it specific. Hayushneim Netoifa, if they're both dripping, I guess they're both dripping with oil or whatever the palm trees drip, sap. Zem Asayim Ezev, Zem Asayim Ezev. Each one helps the other to be not Shikha. Kavanoki wants to say this way about Hayushneim Netoifa. He's probably right. Hayushneim Netoifa, they're both. I don't see why. Well, actually, he is right. I was wrong. Hayushneim Netoifa, if they're two olives, each of which is Netoifa at its specific time. In other words, one is Netoifa in earlier in the season, one is Netoifa late in the season. The bottom line is they both have names. Zem Mesayim Ezev, Zem Mesayim Ezev. Each one at any given time is Mesayim the other one, which is next to it, because it has a specific location next to a specifically identified one. Okay, Haisakos Sadeh Netoifa. What if your entire olive orchard was Netoifa? It's all dripping. So, Nishmin Oshik on the entire field? Nishmin Minada? It's one out from here. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi says, Ein Shichol Lezesim. So, and Rabbi Shimon said, Vom Rabbi Shimon, Yochim Lom Rabbi Yossi Elibri Shoina. The Rabbi Yossi only said his halacha initially. Shayu Zaysim Mitzuyim. Shloyu Zaysim Mitzuyim, where there were olives were not prevalent. And since olives are not prevalent, so therefore they were considered each one to be Choshev. Shabbat Adrianus HaRosha V'chrivet Kol Eretz Yisrael, because then nothing grew right after the Churban, because Adrianus destroyed all of Eretz Yisrael. Alachshav Shazaysim Mitzuyim Yesh Lohem Shicha. But now that Zaysim are present, prevalent, they have Shikha, then less Choshev. And also the assumption is where the Typhus are prevalent, they have Shikha as well. Okay? Mai Shavchoni. Now get back to the names which we have in the Mishnah. What's a Shavchoni? Shunaitiv Shem, which drips oil. Says, what are you talking about? Batinin and the Tufa. We describe it as a Tufa. Elishu Oisarbe, it's very productive. It flows out of it. But and then we learn that Maisa Voisa Arbe, that's a separate thing, makes a lot. Shavchuni Shoisa Shemen Harbe. Shavchuni makes a lot of oil, which flows. Then the Tufa Naitiv Shemen, it drips a lot of oil while it's growing. But Maisa Sheena Shoisa Arbe, Maisa is that it produces a lot of olives. Shoisa Zaysim Harbe. Bishone, what's the other name given our Mishnah? Bishone. Easter by Maimar Bishone Mamish. Some people literally wanted to say it's an embarrassing one, meaning that it only produces very little oil. And that's why it's remembered, because it's a lousy one. It's the boy Memo, the Mavis Chavre, it embarrasses its friend. My Mavis Chavre, what does it mean it embarrasses a friend? In other words, at what she is considered to be embarrassing the friends. Adu Ovid Arba Kuflusin, is it only when it makes four times as much? Arba, four, okay, I hear that Nina Tamon, that's a key element like we learned of elsewhere. Kol Mori Yisrael Shal Kav Kav Echad Shar Ba Kavin. If all the Omarim are of one Kavin, one of us of four Kavin, then it's not Shichcha. So here too, the proportion is 4 to 1. Became or Mikavin? Do we say or do we say it otherwise? Mikavin Shoyse Yosim Chaver Kamushim Mesuyim. The way the Kavanoki learns that this is the Maskana. Once it makes a little bit more its friend, that's a Reikim Mesuyim. It's Adu Avid again, the way Kavanaki is the question. Adu Avid Kol Shana B'Shana, does it have to produce more every year? No, Mikavin Shoyse Rumo Shoshana Kamosha Mesuyim. Once it does most of the year, that's sufficient for it to be considered to have a designated name. Bimkoimoi, Shuoi Mibitzad Agas, we said in the Mishnah. Masiska Beshamai, our Mishnah's like Beshamai. The thing that we learned over there, Beshamai Omrim, Oimershu, so we referred to this Machlekas earlier this evening, but we didn't mention it explicitly. But this here, it's explicit. Neataman Beshamai Omrim, Oimershu, Somach Lagapov, Lagodish, Enoshikha. And Oimer, which is next to the Gapo, the Godish, Enoshikha, so here too, seems like this is considered to be like Beshamai. Omrei Sitibia Koli, here everybody agree. Tom on there, Davatolish Batsadam Rakhubra, where the armor is next to a fence or something, there Beshah Basil will say the Mukhubar is not Matsil the Tolish. Bramhoch, but here Dom Rakhub Batsadam Rakhubar, so then suppose Mukhubar, one is Matsil the other. Let's go back now to Rabbi Yosi. Here's my answer because it is Asi. And Rashim Yakim Lamar Rabbi Yosi Birishoina. Excuse me. And so initially Shalayu Zaysim and Tsum, and there weren't so many Zaysim. Fishbar Dranas and Rush Berkeley Vez Kolaris Kosa Dranas came and destroyed the entire land. I've lacked of Shah Zaysim and Tsum, but now that Zaysim are prevalent, Yeshlem Shikha. Rabbi Yasi, Lochiev Odom Shikha Zaysim. Nobody, Rabbi Yasi said that nobody said that when you argue in Rabbi Akiva, who's the Tana of our Mishnah, the Tanakama. Lochiev Odom, he said, Lochiev Odom Shikha Zaysim, Rabbi Akiva. The author of this Mishnah, Tanakama, is Rabbi Akiva, Dudorish, Acharecha, Acharecha. It says, Losfair Acharecha by Zaysim, and the Acharecha teaches us. Acharecha teaches us that there's shikha. Aha! So this argues in Rabbi Shimon Yochanan. Rabbi Shimon Yochanan learned Rabbi Yisrael ben Okimta only where there weren't so many olives. Rabbi Yosi, it's either Bryce named Rabbi Yosi, it's Rabbi Yosi on Moira. I says Bryce named Rabbi Yosi, and he says. No, there's no shikha altogether. It's not that in Okimta specific circumstances. There's never shikha. Because only Rabbi Kiva has shikha for Zaysim. Dudarish acharech acharech. Because there's losfar acharech, which says by Zaysim. Xereshava to acharech, which says by Amorim. Meato, ain't shikha Zaysim. Rabbi Yosi, lo darish acharech. So then, according to this, there is no coin Rabbi Yosi who doesn't darish acharech acharech. I guess he wasn't mekabel that xereshava. So then, there is no shikha by Zaysim. He seemed to ask a question. Hare oimer shikha. Hare lo kasuv acharecha. He says. Okay, good point. They say, wait a minute. Rabbi Yezid said, Rabbi Akiva Darshan, Agzer Shava, Acharecha, Acharecha, doesn't say Acharecha by Shikha, right? Doesn't matter. Mikayim Dachsiv, Lo Tashuv Lekachtok, Shemisha Kosov Acharecha Dami. Says, don't go back. It's the same like, don't turn Acharecha. It's like Rabbi Shmuel says, in Kol Tarakula, Zoi Shiva, Zoi Bia. You learn Agzer Shava not from, just from the words, but from the concept. And here it's a conceptual Agzer Shava that Zaysim, therefore, have Shikha, the same way Omarim have Shikha. Rabbi Yoni Boy, he asked, "Who signed the Teufa? Horvul Mesuyam." If you have this coin, Rabbi Shimon Yochanan will hold that Rabbi Yosi was an Okimta, specific times, right? So, coin Rabbi Yosi, if you have a coin Rabbi Shimon Yochanan, so if you have a dripping tree, Horvul Mesuyam, since it's Mesuyam, I'll die to Rabbi Yosi, I feel hisrobo, coin Rabbi Yosi, even if you started. With that, there is not going to be commission of Israel, but it's not going to be as if you didn't start. This is going on the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah says, should be read after the next Mishnah, I guess, that if you started with an Atoifa, then there it's not Matzil. It's considered, if once you started it with it, so it has Shikha. But according to Rabbi Yosi, even if you started in it, that's what you say later on, that if you started in a Zayas and a Shikha, that's only according to Rabbanan. But according to Rabbi Yosi, we go up a level. And even if you started with the Zayas, it doesn't have Shikha. Let's see the next mission come back to this, because I'm not sure how to read at this point. Zayas Shinimtaim, maybe Shilashosho Shishneim Albanim, if you have a Zayas which is standing among three rows, and between them was another olive tree which is not in the row. And the length of each row was the length of two patches of grain or of vegetables, which was a shear which they knew it had from elsewhere, which is not relevant here. Two patches of the patches are not here. It's a shear of two patches. Shachacha, and you forgot it. Eino shachacha, because it's separate. Zayin sheshbo sa'asayim is shachacha. You'll go back. I'm sorry. Well, Gemara is going to explain. Zay sheshbo sasayim shalchol zay sasayim. You forgot it. And shalchol according to anybody, even if it's not in the tufor shalchani or beishani, it doesn't have names or anything like special traits. There's no shalcha. But medvorim amurim, and here's where this kicks in, which we was talking about a moment ago. This is going on the ratio that which you said a zay, meaning on the previous mishnah, that which you said a zay in the tufor, etc., doesn't have shalcha. That's only where you didn't start. If you started with it, yeshlo shikha. Hislubo means once you start. I think what Hislubo means, which threw me off before, Hislubo, not when you started the field with it, but when you started that one, it does have Shikacha. That's the pshat. So therefore, okay, let's finish the Mishnah, we'll go back there. Of Chosman Sheishlo Tachtav Yeshabrosha, as long as you have stuff underneath, and meaning that you didn't, that you're going to harvest stuff on the bottom of the tree, Yeshabrosha you have at the top of the tree. Rameh Rameh Mishi Yelech Hamachbo. After. Literally, according to the Kavanoki, Tachta means under the tree, not growing the bottom, but under the tree. Then you can still go to the top of the tree. Gemara is going to say, right, Meir, it's a question whether Meir is being Mekel or Machmir. The Machbo is somebody who checks for the branches of the tree to make sure there aren't any hidden olives. So we're going to see whether he's Mekel or Machmir the Gemara. So anyway, so now let's go back to that previous Gemara which stumped us. Rabbi Yonah, right before the Mishnah, boy, I ain't desired to tell for Hoylu Mesuyam. I'll die to raise a few Hisrubo. If you started with it, he stated, it's a misstatement here, if you started it, Kamishlo Hisrubo. In other words, just like back to Adrayana, since each one is Choshev, there was no shikha at all. So too, if you start in the chashava zayis, there's no shikha on the tree at all. In other words, just like Rabbanan say, there is no shikha on the toifa. The shikha regular olives. There's no shikha by toifa. What you started, then there is shikha in that tree. Rabbi Yezid says there's no shikha by olives. It's man adrianus, right? And there's no shikha by the toifa. And there's also no shikha, even if you start it, because olives are so precious that every single one, you carefully go back to comb it to make sure, because they're so precious, there's no such thing as forgetting anything. Again, time by Trajanus. Zoktenbara here, after Mishnah. I'm able to ask the this is Shoshneim Albeinim Mishachacho. This is, there's a Gerson in Mishnah, which said, Shalshonei. Which Shelishnei. Shelishnei, which seemed to be referring to a case where there actually were two patches of grain or vegetables. So we're saying that that's not the case. Rather, it's the shear of two malbein. So it says, what are we talking about? You're going to say, because this tree between the roses is a mesuyam. So why do you need the rest of the olives here? V'mishum shura, and conversely, if it's a row, so huatzmon didon kashura. The way the Kavanoki learns is probably better than the way I just learned it. By manu kayamin, going back a moment, what are you talking about? Imishum dover mesuyam. If you're going to say that it's say because it's a dover mesuyam, so then, it's because they say one between two rows, kaseikos dover mesuyam, and kanzesiv. Armish is not talking about significant olive trees. That's not the topic here. That can't be the reason. V'mishum shura, and if you're going to say that this has to do with rows, who atzmo nidon kashura? You want the specific single olive to be judged like a row, can it zayin? Ella, rather, aidei shura aidei shuros, meaning that it's saved because it's standing next to a shura and another shura. So therefore, when they look at, it's an interesting convoluted thing here, but I'll tell you what the Kavanoki says. Well, but since it's between two shuros, so it's like Kedera the Bei Shutfei Lo Chamim. He doesn't use this analogy. I'm using this. It's like Kedera the Bei Shutfei Lo Chamim Velo Karire. The guy, when he's doing one row, he looks at it and says, "Yeah, I'll get to it later." When he's doing the other row, he says, "Yeah, I'll get to it later." And he might not get around to it, but that's not because he wasn't sure. Was shokheach it? He had a mind to go back and get it. It's just that, absentmindedly, since he went from row to row, he didn't actually. He didn't actually. Take it at the time. So now he says that the Kavanoki adds, this is the interesting thing, he says that he saw it three times. He sees it by himself, and he sees it when he does row number one, and when he does row number two. And even though he actually never skipped it afterwards, once he saw it three times, it's like a chazoke, that he'll remember it, and therefore it doesn't become shikacha. Okay, it's a bit convoluted if you ask me, but that's what it says. So Kavanoki explains it, that since you're going to see it as a shura, it between the other shuros, and you're just having to be preoccupied, so then it's considered as if you noticed it, and therefore it has a halacha that it is not, it's not, it can't become shikha. Our Mishnah is talking about an olive tree which is about to be uprooted. Nudion means it's going to move, like no date. It's not dafka nudion. Even other types of olive trees. The bottom line is, since they're outside the line, because they are looked at like they're going to be uprooted, so therefore there are no shikha. It's an interesting thing. He's saying a different shot. He's saying it's not because of the two shuros next to it and is remembering and remembering again and seeing it three times. Rather, he says because it's an aberration. It's an aberration which he probably looks at negatively and he wants to remove it. But the bottom line, it's an aberration and people don't forget aberrations and therefore it cannot become a shura. Istanoitani shenimtza. Mishnah says, "Hazai shenimtza ben sholosh roots." It's found. V'istanoi tanoi shenimtza oimed. It's found standing. Man detani shenimtza. He said that it's found. Messiah Rabbi Yochanan. That's a rai for Rabbi Yosi, named Rabbi Yochanan, which you just saw. That says that it's about to be. He found it there, and he wants to cut it, and that's why it's not called oimed. Because he doesn't want to remain there. Ma'atani shenimtza oimed, that he finds it standing, and it sounds like he wants to retain it standing there. That's going like Messiah Rabbi Lezu said, as far as that he's going to see it three times. Ma'asis Messiah Rabbi Yechanan, the Bryce goes like Yechanan, the time of Ma'amed Varmuim B'shloya Makiroi, where he didn't recognize it specifically. Avimoya Makiroi, he had specific recognition, because it's an aberration, Merade Facharov, he pursues it. I feel like Mayor even 100 times. He forgot 100 times. He passed over it 100 times, or he went 100 trees away. He's still going to come back. That which it says, "Hoim yesh bo sasayim eino shikicha," that is the Mishnah. It says, if you started, first it says, "Hoim yesh bo sasayim shocho eino shikicha," and then it says, any olive which has a name. Like the dripping olive. I might have skipped a couple of seconds there, but because I turned off the machine inadvertently, but shouldn't have been that much. So that which it says in Yeshu Sosaim and Shikha Law Dois Amaris, it's not going. This qualification of Yitzchak is not going on this olive which has two sa'ah, but rather on the first Mishnah. Where he learned that any zayis which has a name in its field, the shakho, and you forgot it, and your shikha. Alois Amris, concerned this says, Haim yesh bo sa'asayim v'shakho. Oh. Concerning this, it says, Haim yesh bo sa'asayim v'shakho and your shikha, even if it doesn't have a name. You know, the header here is totally wrong. Without the header, it works out fine. Forget about Avon Hiskel B'chulei. So it should be about Oim Yesh B'Saim Eino Shikcha. That's not going on the previous part of our Mishnah, right? Zayis Shenim Tza Oime, but it's going on the first Mishnah. And it's going on the Mishnah which says that Kazayis N'Toifa, and you should know, not just Kazayis N'Toifa, but even an olive tree which doesn't have a name, forget about the row business, an olive tree which doesn't have a name is not considered to be Shikcha as long as it is very, very productive. Okay, Zok Nemara. Kozman Sheesh L'Tachtav. As long as he has, olives underneath, he can go back to the tree itself. Pasinle Petrei Pasin. They gave two explanations to our Mishnah. Kozman Sheesh L'Tachtav Yesh L'Barosho. Oh, this is going on right Meir. Not on this line, Kol Sheish L'Tachtov. This is, are we going on that? No, it's going on right Meir. Right Meir says, Mishitei Halach HaMachbo. It's from the Kavanoki, who gets from the Gron Ridbas. So, Pasin Trey Pasin. Kol Sheish L'Tachtov Tachtov Yesh Lo Barosho. As long as he has, Tachtov, he has it at the bottom. And so it says V'chule here. And Meir says, Mishitei Halach HaMachbo. Now, one shot is if the machbo didn't come, the checker, even if he doesn't have underneath it, yesh lo brosho, because it ain't over till it's over. And until the machbo comes, it's still considered to be part and parcel of the harvesting process. That's one shot. No, even before the machbo comes, Hocho Machbo, once the Machbo comes, Avo Pishain Lo Barosho, Yesh Lo Tachtov. So once the Machbo goes away, then you can no longer go back to the tree, but you could still go to what's underneath, meaning that the tree is for fallen. But sometimes people check underneath the tree even at that time, even as after the Machbo goes, and then you can still you can still take that afterwards. Okay? So again, the first pshat is, as long as you have as long as the Machbo hasn't come, even though you don't have Tachtov, you still have Barosho, you still have at the top. The second pshat says that after once the Machbo comes, even though you don't have anything more Barosho, you know, whatever's left you can't get, but still you can go look on the Tachtov, because the Machbo is only for looking up at the tree. Tani Mishum Beishamai. We learned the name Beishamai. Omer Achenich HaSakarkar. He holds that not only, even once the Machbo has gone away, it's still the Paris will belong to the Baal Bais until he puts down the Karkar, which is the stick which he uses to shake the tree in order to remove any remaining olives. The Karkar is the language of dancing. Like it says, V'davim Charim Kolos, he makes the tree dance. So as Tachi Nizla Karkar Gumaron, he finishes Areish Lebarosh, he can still go back to the top of the tree. Rabbi Avo B'Shem Yishlok, he says, Karkaro. The Karkar in Aramaic is called the Karkaro. Okay. Mishialach Hamach, Mishialach Machbe, Omrei Yavo, what is a Machbo? It's a Machbo, it's Shumeshus Machboim. He makes the stuff in the hidden places fall down. Udu Uru, he bring a pasuk, Udu Uru, Mikom Machboim, Mishchabisham, know and see. This is Shaul telling his people, his army, go know and see wherever David is, and try and smoke him out. Okay, says the Mishnah further, Loch Gimel, Ezu Peret, what's Peret? By grapes, Hanosher Bishas Betir, that which falls out at the time you are harvesting. Haya Beitzer, if you were harvesting, Akatetza Eshkol, and you cut off a cluster, Husbach Ba'alin, and you got mixed up in the leaves. Nothing other than Aretz V'Nifrat, and it fell down from from his hand to the ground. Then and became Peret that way. That's not Peret. Harishu Baal Bais. I mean, because it was inadvertent, it was an accident. It has to be that it slips out, not by an accident. I mean, if somebody puts a basket under the tree at the time they're doing the actual harvesting, of course, they're going to put the baskets, the grapes in the basket afterwards, as we spoke about before. But if you put a basket on the tree at the time they're harvesting, I raise the goddess on name, you are thieving from the poor people. That says, "Al tasek gvul olim." Do not attack the border of those who come up. Olim is we learned previously in Parakei Alochei is the Anim. Okay, according to the Gemara, Hadamara Prat and Shiro Perib Shirasa Kodesh. It says it's when you put it down, put a basket underneath, it's considered to be a gezel that as it's falling, it becomes Perib, not when it hits the ground. Doesn't this answer Ilfo's question? The Chifoy asks, "Lekin Mishirosa Mao Shikadish? Does Lekin become Kadosh on the way down?" So Amrei Shuvar Avdumish Shani Yehi Shu Goram Lo Shleid Loritz. No, here could be it's different. Here Einachami on the way down, it might not be Kadosh, but when it hit the bottom of the basket, it really would have hit the ground, and that's where it's going to be Goyvel Goyzus Anim, because he prevented it from reaching the actual ground. So it could be on the way down, it's not Kadosh, but when it would have hit the ground, it would have been Kadosh, and he prevented that from happening. Ezui Oleles. What is considered to be an Oleles? Kol She'ein Lo Lo Ketef V'Lo Netef. This is going back to the Mishnah. Anything which has no Ketef nor Netef, which Gemara is going to explain. Yim Yesh Lo Ketef V'Netef, it has Ketef V'Netef, it belongs to Baal Bais. Im Safik, if it's questionable, is the Ketef or Netef, then Anim. The Safik of the Machmir give to Anim. There's a discussion which appeared at the end of the fourth parak. Oleles Shabar Kuva, if you have a Oleles in Arkuva is where a place where the cluster meets the vine, and there you have this irregular grape growing out from there, and you're not sure if it's from coming out itself from the vine or from the cluster. If it was from the vine, it's from the belongs to Ani, as we shall see. It's in the cluster, belongs to the Baal Bais. In the Keretz, the Siman Eshkol can be cut with the Eshkol. Reisha Baal Bais belongs to the Baal Bais. If not, Reisha Ani belongs to Ani. Gargar Yechidi, if you have a single gardier, a single grape, the Gemara is going to explain what this means. So he says an eshkol, Chachamim say no, it is an oleles. Tanya, yeshu kesef avlo netef. If it has kesef, but it's not a netef. Netef avlo kesef l'baal bais. If one of these qualities belongs to baal bais. If it has both these qualities, then it's anim. Bim sofek l'anim. If it's a sofek, then it belongs to anim. Now we explain what these are. Ezu kesef. By the way, went to the Gemara again. Ezu kesef. Well, I think this is actually a case no matter what. Okay, because you also have the Gemara here. Ezu kesef. What's considered to be kesef? Besikin zu agabe zu. It's in layers on top of each other. In other words, it's talking about where you have the smaller clusters on top, which are in the larger cluster, drooping down on each other. In other words, there are it comes down like a it comes down cluster on top of cluster and cluster of cluster. Ezu netef, what's netef? Tlius b'shedra v'yardus. They hang also on a central spine at the bottom, and they come down at the bottom of the cluster. Okay, so there's the four of the clusters that they're small clusters on the top, where closer to the vine, and lower down they're individual grapes coming off the spine, which are at the bottom of the cluster. So the kesef is the shoulders, the top of it, and the netef is the dripping part, like the dripping part, the bottom of it. So if it has no kesef nor netef, then it belongs to Anim. Rabbi Bishem Yehuda said, "Vushu kula nogos v'pas yado." This did I skip something? Ezu netef do tlius b'shedra v'yardo. So they come down. They have to be. So it has to be. They all touch the palm of his hands. So what does that mean? The Gemara asks. Well, you know, all the passages touch down. Lokein amar b'chia ma'itzer shoklu oles sheva litrin. Once they measured an oleles, which was well, review seems to be going on the oleles one, which has no ketef nor no netef, shalom sanim. It says only very small, which fits the palm of the hand. So Gemara asks, what do you mean? Once they found didn't Rabbi Chia say once they found a dime when they measured an oleles sheva litrim, but the part was very very large? Rabbi Chanina said she knows na al gabi tavla shukul nogos b'tavla. It means that since there's no ketef and no netef, that means that all the has no ketef. It has to be that all the grapes can, if they lie on a table, each grape touches the table because it has no shoulders. It has no breadth on the top, so each grape is going to be touching the table as it is put down. Okay, Tanya Amar Rebbe Ben Levi Shnismanu Meister Tevel Ben Levi, who gets involved with Meister, which is Tevel. In other words, Trumas Meiser wasn't taken off of it, and he got it as a present. Mata b'socha olos, and he found within olos hareza also some Trumas Meiser b'mokom acher. He can make these Trumas Meiser even on other tevel, of course, on this tevel as well. Says more hakidus olos lav shaniim. Don't olos belong to aniim? From Shem Rabbanit Taman Taman, Rabbanit named Rabbi Avitzer, name of the Babylonian rabbis. Ani omer minani klotzosim eshkolosein. These are ones which were on the twig of the cluster. Since they're on the twig of the cluster, so they were cut off at the cluster. And the Mishnah said that those belong to the baal bais. Okay, so that was the case of Gargar Yechidi. I'm Rabbi Simon Tama, the Rabbi Yehuda. Oh no, the next case is the case of Gargar Yechidi. So Tamid Rabbi Huda, V'nishar ba oles kenoikev zayis. It says, what is an oles? It's like somebody who's harvesting a tree. Shnayim shlosha gargarim b'rosh amir. You have two or three isolated grapes with no kesef, no shoulder, no netef, no drooping down off a spine. That's considered to be oles. But if it's considered to be this one solitary grape, pachas mikan, it's eshkol. So it's not saying even two or three are oleles, but only two or three, not one. Dilma, it's a story. They passed the place kerem of the person named Daron his vineyard. Vavgalon arisa, and the sharecropper brought out for them paraska chada, one peach. Vachlun inun. And it was so large that they ate, the chamorein, and their donkeys ate, vayasrun, and there was left over afterwards. The sharuni, and they estimated size, kadein lifsa, the kvar chananya, it's like the pot in kvar chananya, the machzik sosher storm, which can hold a sa'ah of barley, which I guess is very large. Vesayomin Arvin Tamon, that was when Eretz Yisrael was in its, you know, flourishing. Eventually, he passed the pastor Avkon trade class to go Yodei. He gave him two or three which fit into their hands. I mean, they said, no, me now, who we want on a boy? We want from that peach tree from which we ate before. That's what happened. That's from that tree they came. The kind of love they said concerning this peach tree, Eretz Pri, Lemale Milcha, the apostle can tell him, the land of fruit became salted. Meras Yoshua, because the people lived there were bad. I'm Rabbi Chanina. Chanina said, Kasokis Lahocha, when I came to Eretz Yisrael, Nesivis Ezari, Vezari de Devri, I took my belt and the belt of my son, Vezari de Chamri, and the belt of my donkey, and Mekafa Kirsa de Charuvta to cover the circumference of the trunk. The Kira says the trunk of a carob, the Aradi Srav Lomati, wouldn't reach. It was so large. Katsus Chad Chorov Vinaga Malaya Deidvash. In fact, I cut off one carob from the tree and my hand was flowing with honey because of the, it was so, such a rich carob, so juicy, so moist. Rabbi Yechon Rehman said, Yotha Sifsuf. It better was the lousy fruit, Shachalim B'Yaldusenim, which we ate in our youth, me praskin from the choshuva fruit, Shachalim B'Siklusenim, which we ate in our old days. To be yoimei in our days, Ishtani Amo, the world changed for the worse. Rechia Bar Abba said, Seo Arbelis, Hoysa Motia Soa Solis. Once upon a time, if you had a Seo from Arbel, it produced a Soa of very fine flour. Seo Kemach, of less fine flour. Seo Kiva, a Seo of coarse flour. Seo Subin, a Seo of gran. Seo Morson, a Seo with more gran. And Seo Gninin, more granular, and Gnina, I guess, is even coarser. We're getting even coarser and coarser. Gadon, and now, we got all this out of the saw. Now we can't even get one saw to gross altogether from one saw. The two tzminim which they brought in Eretz Yisrael, of course, the time of Beis Hamikdash was in a higher madrega. They were so large that when they put them to ride on top of a camel, on top of the hump, raglei nogas baretz, the sheep are so large that their feet would touch ground. Rabbi Chuna b'shem Rabbi Ide, ma'aseh be'echad shekoshlo eiz l'te'ena. Once as a fellow who, and again, when Eretz Yisrael was betokva, once a fellow who tied his goat to a fig tree, and he found dvash v'chola muravin, ha milk and honey milked to mix together, as they both flow together, Eretz Zavas chola v'dvash. Right. Rabbi Amar Lebar Pados. Rabbi said to Rabbi Pados, Leisa Mechameli Ahus Gulas Go Karmach. You're not going to show me that unique cluster which you have inside your vineyard. Amalei In, I'll show you. Nafak Boy Mechameli, as he said, went out and wanted to show it to him. Adurachi Tzafa Bakamin Tor, while he was at distance, he saw something that looked like an ox inside the vineyard. Amalei Hodein, Amalei, so he said, Leisa de Tura Michabo Karma, doesn't this ox damage your vineyard? Amalei Hodein Tura dat Sovar, that which you think is an ox, whose gula, that's my unique cluster. The Korea Love, and he said concerning this, Achamelech Mimsibo, while the king was still in his party, in the base Hashem was still in the base of Mikdash, there the Nosan Recho, then my fragrance should give off its my perfume should give off their fragrance. But base Mikdash, but now the base of Mikdash is destroyed. Va'at, you the Eretz Yisrael, Kaim Bekash Yusach, remaining your stubbornness. Miyad is born immediately. They start looking for the cluster. V'lo Ashkun, they couldn't find it, because. The klal immediately took effect. Eisen kumun tren puglin. They brought in front of them two radishes. Ben reishat l'tumah rabba, which grew between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which very quickly v'avafuki shmitza, and it was right after Shemitah was over, so they didn't grow before. So the assumption would be if they're very large, that they grew during Shemitah. V'amon tuuni the gamla. But they had to be born by a camel. Amar lo, v'leis asir. So they said, I guess to Rebbe, isn't this asir? Because good drink Shemitah. V'lav svichan inun. It's this forbidden growth which grows during Shemitah. Stuff which grows wild during Shemitah is also the Rabbanon. Amar lo, b'fuke reshtaita izdarun. No, it grew motzoi Shemitah. Since it grew motzoi Shemitah, it was nishtabeh because of Eretz Yisrael, so therefore, that's why it's this size. But also, at that time, he told Rebbe L'chachir, Motzoi Shviz B'Avad, Rebbe saw that vegetables grow very quickly, so who was matter the Gzer Svichen, at least to this extent, that Motzoi Shviz, you can take vegetables immediately. Bon Kame, they asked in front of him, in front of Rebbe, Ma'odein, they say, what's the possible, what's the meaning of the possible, says, Avshu Prudos Tachas Magrof Hoseim, figs, the separate figs, became rotten underneath their magrephos. Magrephos means their implements. They came on their implements. They became rotten. Amalan Tachshin Gorfim Dvash. Instead of us being able to rake out honey with our implements, Arenu Gorfim Rakavuvis. We rake out rot instead. Maisa bechot shelo shur shel teinim is a maisa with certain people that a person wrote a row of teinim of figs. Uba matza gether. Sorry for that noise. Uba matza gether shel dvash makifah, and he came and found a fence of honey surrounding them. Char banash havazora chaklo lepes. Again, the honey flowed on its own from the figs because the shevach of Eretz Yisrael. Char banash havazora chaklo, a certain individual planted a plot lepes of turnips. V'yamakateh mazazi, would cut off and sell them. And cut off and sell them, and they'll go grab very, very quickly, again, because the Shevach of Eretz Yisrael. Ma'at b'shul sheba, the kinem b'rosh ha'shalefes, and the turnips were so large that once a fox came, and he made himself kind of like a resting place at the top of the turnip. It was so large. That's where he built his house, I'm blanking out on the word, but his den was so large. Ma'isa b'sichin is my certain place of b'sichin. Mekelchad shel charda, one stalk of mustard. Shebashlosha b'adim, which had three branches. V'nivshach echad mehem, and one of them got broken. V'sichin b'sichos yeretzin, able to use it so large as the covering of a potter's hut. U'matzah b'shlosha karim b'shchayva, found an astronomical number of mustard seeds there. And Shimchal Afta said, I had one stalk of mustard in my field, but see, Olaba Ka'olaba Rosh Tainan, it was so tall, I would go up in it like I was going to the top of a fig tree. Maisa Bechot Shazora Sarshal Fudim, this Maisa is an individual who planted a measure of peas. Vasa Shleshman Sainan made 300, even more than Yitzhak was blessed. Yitzhak was blessed with 100, and they were blessed with 300. Amalah, they said, Yitzchila Kodesh Baruch Hu. They said, wow, Hashem gave you such a bracha, he began to bless you. Amalan, so he said to them, Azal Lachon, go away. The Nachas Tala Bisha Alei. The fact that you say this, the fact that you gave us notice to mention the bracha, I guess, or looked at it and paid attention to it, it's kind of like an Ayin Hara, and it caused bad rain. The Lo Kafli Havam Abid, because if not, it would have made double. It would have made the 600 out of the one. Okay? Amr Shem ben Chalafta, Maisa Hoya, Shem Rabbi Yehuda b'no b'sichnin. Rabbi Yehuda said to his son in Sichnin, Alei v'aveilon grogros min achovis. Go and bring us up dates from the jug, and you would expect they would be dry. Olav Oshid Yodo, he went to put his hands in Motzo Shel Dvash, and he found there was honey inside, not dates. Amalei Abo Shel Dvashi, it's honey. Amalei Ashkei Yodcho L'tzoicho, put your hand deep inside by Malei Grogos, and you'll be able to get out the dates, which were so fruitful that they produced honey. Maitre Shem Reisim No B'tzipoichi, once in a similar case, Rabbi Yitzchak told his son, Tzipoi Alev Alvein L'no Grogos Min Aliyah, go up and bring us dry dates from the upper floor. Olam Motzes Aliyah Tzafel Edvashi, found that the upper floor was awash in honey. Rechan Avim Zamed Dvash Tedvorin. Rechan used to sell bee honey. Vav Dvash Tzani also had fig honey. Fig honey, not date honey, but fig honey. Besar, that's what from the Oruch, which is, and it says here in the Oruch, in the Kavnoki, name of the Oruch, Yifemar and Rebel Yoful, that it's of lesser quality than bee honey. Besar Yomin Avim Chamaraya Tamon. Once donkey drivers passed there. Amalon begin to lace on a Mataya Lachon. In order that he said to them, as he was selling them honey, in order that I should not make you have a mistake, you shouldn't have a mekachtos, have you understood that who dovshad the yavis honey? This honey I'm giving to you, the tzayan inun. It's from the figs. You know, I have a recollection that Italian is wasps, and this is wasp honey. I bet you that's the Cavanocchi probably brings that down. In the back. Yeah, the Rastorilio and Pnei Moshe say that. It's from some sort of other sherets which makes honey. Okay? I thought it was a wasp, but maybe it's some other sherets. Anyway, so but according to these Farshim, it's from figs. And he said it's worth. So they said, no, this is what we want. Dutav lavidatin, because it's good for our work. I guess they used to rub it against the donkeys. Rash Timsei Ubana, and he took the money which he made from selling them this poor honey, which they liked for their work, and he took the money Ubana Bebe Medra the Tzipori and built the base Medrash in Tzipori from it. Rav Shimon Azul Chad Asar, Rav Shimon went to a certain place. Aysun Kumei Kruv Mitzamek, they brought in front of him a shriveled, I guess like a pickled cabbage. Amon Sagi Dvashi Avtumbei. He said it's very sweet. You must have put a lot of honey into it. Amon Loyavin in Klubei Klum. We didn't put anything into it. Minei Ubei Hava. It was internal. In other words, this is something which was so sweet. Again, all of this because of the Shevach of the Peirois of Eretz Yisrael. Hawar Adalit. Hameda Bikfani. Somebody who cuts not just the clusters of the grapes, but also the twigs of the grapes on which they grow. Now this is something he's not doing in order to harvest them, but rather he's doing in order to fortify his tree. This is like pruning. So when he does it, he can also prune the anim's part because it's in their best interest as well. Even the oil of he sees oil is growing there, he is not allowed to prune those parts. Rabbi Yochanan said, everybody agrees if somebody sells to his friend 10 ishkoilos, shu asur liga bohem, that those then you can't prune them at all. You sold it to him, so you're not allowed to touch the ones which have the clusters. On the other hand, everybody agrees with partners they can prune in each other's. Rabbi Yehuda says the anim are like shutfim, and therefore you can be pruning theirs as well. The Reb Meir says it's like they own it on themselves. It's interesting. Lom nishemachlekas, and therefore you can't prune it. On the Rabbi Yami, Rabbi Yami said, "Hagatz mecha." I don't understand. If how can this be that let's say that he it's as if he sold it, or even if he was a partner for that matter, it really doesn't make sense. If a chaya ate them. So then, in other words, if you were negligent and didn't safeguard your vineyard, so then you have to repay the guy because he's your partner, the ani, because you didn't save his olos. So he says, Rabbi Yami must say that this is a special question about the zchuyos of aniim, and that according to the Kabbalah, means the name of Shalom Yerushalayim, wherever that is, that it's a special din that. It's a special din in the Paris of Aniyim that they don't know belong to Aniyim until the Aniyim actually get them. And therefore, if you were negligent and didn't grow properly, you don't have to reimburse him. That's fine for Rabbi Yehuda. I'm not sure what he's going to say for Rabbi Meir. I guess he's going to... so therefore, I'm not sure if this... that's as far as Rabbi Yami is saying. It's true, he's asking Rabbi Yehuda, but the Choritz Koshkin or Rabbi Meir. Maybe he's going to Rabbi Meir as a Shomer Chinam. And that which belongs to the Ani. Since it's a Shomer Chinam, that which belongs to the Ani. So it's not only Chayav and Pshia Mamish. But then even Pshia should be Chayav. It's an interesting thing. The Yerushalmi doesn't seem to get into great detail as to what the actual... Yerushalmi gets into no detail as to what actually is the Lumbus here.